The echo of Harriet Tubman remembers. A girl lies in darkness, an iron wound fresh in her skull. Her mother's hands hold her here, while something inside begins to wake.
The darkness had weight to it. It pressed down like the quilts Mama piled on me. But the quilts were outside. This dark was inside, behind my eyes, in my head where the iron struck. I couldn't tell which was dream and which was death. Both felt the same, heavy and endless and thick, but Mama's hands knew I was still here. I could feel them through the dark, her fingers on my forehead where the pain lived. Rough from work, those hands, but soft in their touching. I held on to that feeling like a rope thrown into deep water. If I let go, I'd sink all the way down. Other things came through sometimes, sounds that weren't all the way sounds, muffled, like hearing through mud. A man's voice, far off, hard and ugly. Words about damaged and worthless and not worth half. The words slid through the dark. I couldn't catch them, couldn't hold them to understand. But they left a bad taste where they passed. Then Mama's voice, close as my own heartbeat. She was singing. The song came in pieces, broken up by the pain that swelled and faded in my skull. Pharaoh's army got drowned. I held those words instead. Days moved into nights, moved into days. I couldn't count them. But I could feel myself rising, slow as sap in spring, from the deep place the iron had knocked me into. The first thing I saw clear was Mama's face. She was bent close, her eyes red from no sleep, shining with tears she wouldn't let fall. I tried to speak, but my mouth had forgotten how. She pressed a wet rag to my lips, and I tasted water. And that taste was the sweetest thing I'd ever known. "There you are," she whispered. "There's my baby. I knew you'd come back to me." Behind her, I could see the cabin walls, rough wood with lines of light coming through where the boards didn't meet. The place smelled of wood smoke and sick sweat and the herbs Mama crushed to make poultices. Straw poked through the ticking of my palate, scratching at my back. Through the cracks, I could see slivers of sky, gray that day, heavy with rain coming. The overseer's voice came through the walls, clear now that I was waking up. "That one's ruined. Won't get a good dollar for damaged goods." He laughed with another man outside. "Ain't worth half what she was if she lives at all." The words went into me like splinters, ruined, damaged, not worth. I thought of Lina and Soph, my sisters, sold to the Deep South 2 summers back. That's what happened to those they called damaged, sold away where we couldn't find them. But Mama was singing again, low and close, her mouth near my ear where only I could hear. The old spiritual, "Go down, Moses. When Israel was in Egypt land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. No more shall they in bondage toil. Let my people go. Let them come out with Egypt's spoil. Let my people go." She sang like the song was medicine, like she was pouring it into the broken place in my head. And maybe she was. "You hear that, child?" she whispered when the song was done. "That's us. We the ones oppressed so hard we can't stand. And Pharaoh..." She tipped her head toward the wall, toward where the overseer's voice had been. "That's him, every master, everyone that thinks he owns what God made free." I wanted to answer, but the words wouldn't come yet, so I listened. "Pharaoh thought he owned them Hebrew children, too," Mama said. "But Pharaoh didn't know nothing. God's people got free. They walked right out of Egypt on their own 2 feet." She talked to me through those days like I was already well. like my understanding was worth her words, even when I couldn't give words back. "You belong to God, child," she said night after night. "Not to any man born. Ain't no paper signed by any master can write on your soul. Your soul belonged to the Lord." The overseer's words came again, another day, sharp through the wall. "If she don't work soon, we'll have to do something about her. Can't keep feeding what won't earn its keep." And I heard Mama's voice inside my head, rising up to meet his. "You belong to God, not to any man born." Something was happening inside me. The overseer's words would come, and Mama's words would answer them. "Worthless," he said. "You belong to God," my heart said back. "Damaged goods. God don't make damaged goods. Not worth half. Your soul belonged to the Lord." I was too weak to fight with my body, but I could fight with words. His words against Mama's words. And Mama's words were winning. Daddy came one evening when the sky through the cracks had gone purple dark. He worked timber for Master Thompson in Dorchester County, Maryland, and couldn't get away easy. But when I opened my eyes, there he was, big as an oak, sitting on the stool by my pallet. "There's my girl," he said. His voice was like something from deep in the earth. "There's my strong girl." He didn't talk much. That was Daddy's way. But he took my hand in his rough one and held it while Mama sang low in the corner. I could feel all the woods he knew passing from his hand to mine. The paths, the hiding places, the stars that guided him when work kept him out after dark. "You know which moss grows on the north side of trees?" he asked, quiet. I shook my head, small as I could. "I'll teach you how to read the land slope toward water, where the safe paths run through the swamp, when you're well." I found I could hold his words now, hold them tight in a way I couldn't before. The iron had cracked something in my head, but Mama's words had built something new in its place, a place that could keep important things for later. "The North Star don't lie, Minty," he said. Minty was short for Araminta, my given name. "Don't matter how black the night gets, that star always points true north." Then he had to go. I watched his big shape move through the door into the night outside. I thought about what he said, a star that points the way, a way that doesn't lie, knowledge I would need when my legs could carry me. Other folks came when they could steal the time. Old Sarah from the big kitchen, who slipped a bit of cornbread into Mama's hand. James from the fields, who looked at me with something burning in his eyes, something I didn't have words for yet. They didn't say much. Couldn't. But they hummed along with Mama's songs, their voices low so nobody outside would hear. Their humming wrapped around me like strong arms, like all of them together were building a wall of sound to hold the overseer's words out and Mama's words in. When James left, he squeezed Mama's shoulder and said soft, "This one's got iron in her now." He looked at my head, at the wound. Iron went in. Iron's going to come out. I didn't know what he meant then, but I kept his words with Mama's words inside where no one could take them. The morning came when I knew I could speak. I had been fitting words together inside myself for days, slow and careful, like mending a torn shirt. The first whole thought I made wasn't about the pain, though the pain was there, throbbing with my heartbeat. Wasn't about hunger or thirst or fear. It was about the man who was running. "Mama!" She was at my side before the word finished leaving my mouth. Her hands cupped my face, her eyes bright as fire. "I'm here, baby, right here." "That man," I said. My voice came out cracked and rusty, like a hinge that hadn't moved in years. "The one that was running, The day the iron came, Mama's hands went still. Did he get free? She didn't answer for a long breath. I could feel her heart beating through her palms, then soft as ash. Don't know, child. But he tried. Lord help him, he tried. I lay there with that answer. Tried. Maybe he made it. Maybe he didn't. But he tried. Mama. Yes, baby. I ain't ruined. The words came slow, but they came sure, rising up from that place inside where I'd been building the wall of her words against his. I'm different now. The iron went in, and something else came out. But I ain't ruined. Her tears fell then, the ones she'd held back all those hard days. Her hands moved again, stroking my face, my hair. I know it, child. Lord knows I know it. You're different, but you ain't never going to be ruined. That night, after Mama thought I was asleep, I lay looking at the cracks between the boards. Thin lines of silver light came through, like threads stitching the dark together. Somewhere up there was the star Daddy talked about, the one that don't lie. Mama, I said. She stirred, surprised, thought I was under. What is it, child? When I can walk again. The words were still hard, but they were mine. When my legs work right and I can stand up. Where does the North Star lead? She was quiet so long, I thought maybe she'd slipped into sleep herself. The night insects sang outside. Somewhere far off, a dog barked. Then her hand found mine in the dark. They call that Big Dipper the drinking gourd, she whispered. Follow its pointers to the North Star, north to freedom. I couldn't see the star from where I lay, just the cracks of light. The dark boards, the darker sky behind them. But I knew it was up there, steady and true, pointing the way. My mind was already walking toward it, even while my body lay still on the straw, and my body would follow. I would learn to read the moss and the land. I would remember every path, every safe place through the swamp. The iron had cracked my head open, but I was stronger in the mended place than I ever was before. In the breaking, something got loose, something that belonged to God and not to any man, something already free and ready to run.
The echo fades. But this was only the beginning. The other 11 chapters of this story are waiting at Agora Cosmica, a living library you can talk to. At agoracosmica.org, you can hear the whole series, talk with their echoes yourself, and discover the facts behind them. We're a small nonprofit. We use synthetic narration so these stories can stay free, without ads, and reach you in more than one language. If this stayed with you, tell someone. And a rating helps others find it.